gang here. Bam, bam, bam. This is some serious neuroanatomy, and this is where the 5-minute format is probably quite useful, because you could probably spend a whole career talking about the basal ganglia, but you've got to start somewhere. So let's start here. Right, there's my 5-minute timer on. What are the basal ganglia? Right, well, I think I'm probably going to focus on terminology quite a bit here. Really, the basal ganglia should be called the basal nuclei. A ganglion is a collection of neuron cell bodies in the peripheral nervous system. So you've got your neurons, this is where their cell bodies are, then they send their axons off out somewhere else, and those bundles of axons are called nerves, right? Whereas a ganglion inside the central nervous system we call a nucleus. Hence why I say that these really should be called the basal nuclei, and they often are. The basal nuclei, or the basal ganglia then, are grey matter. They are collections of neuron cell bodies in the cerebrum, in the central nervous system. So in the cerebrum, in the brain, the basal ganglia are in the base. They're in the, like, the deeper, they're in the inferior parts of the cerebrum. So they're grey matter in the base of the cerebrum, hence basal nuclei. And there are a number of nuclei making up this collection of basal ganglia. Now, grey matter, that's where you find neuron cell bodies then. They're not myelinated, they're not surrounded by fatty myelin, which is an insulator which speeds up action potentials along neurons, right, along their axons. So grey matter, you've got neuron cell bodies, it's not myelinated, that's why it's grey, which means you have connections between neurons. That's where the complexity is. White matter, that's the axons of the neurons running off somewhere. They're surrounded by myelin, and that's why it's white matter. So basal nuclei are grey matter, neuron cell bodies and connections. So here we have circuits. Right. So the motor cortex is in the frontal lobe, and that might be where you decide to make a movement. And then when you decide to make a movement, the signals have got to go to the muscles and tell them to move, right? But every muscle, or rather every movement, is more complex than it might appear. If you want to move a joint, some muscles are probably going to need to shorten, but other muscles are going to probably need to lengthen. And limbs are really heavy, so your centre of gravity might change, so you need to move other parts of your body so you don't fall over. And how much does that joint need to move, and what other joints need to be stabilised to allow that movement at that other joint? And what about the timing of this movement? Is it important? Are you catching something, hitting something, cutting something, moving something? So movements are really complicated, and basal ganglia contain a large number of circuits that manage some of this. They coordinate these movements in terms of all these separate things, all these patterns that need to happen, and maybe their timings and that sort of thing. So some of the time these circuits need to be inhibited, and other times they need to be switched on. So they're refining signals from the cortex into well-organized patterns and plans of movement, and they're essentially sending that information onto the thalamus and managing movement. But the more we look at the basal ganglia, the more we see that they're also part of the circuits involved in motivation and reward and decision making and all sorts of other things. So watch out for that. Now, in terms of the parts, there are paired nuclei on the left and the right. So the putamen and the globus pallidus, together they often get called the lentiform nucleus. So the putamen and the globus pallidus, and then there's also the caudate nucleus. And together those get called the corpus striatum. So watch out for that. Like I was going to talk about, I was going to say terminology is important here. So the corpus striatum also includes the subthalamic nucleus and the substantia nigra. And this corpus striatum and basal ganglia are terms that might get used interchangeably, so don't get caught out. And then that striatum also gets broken up into the ventral striatum and the dorsal striatum. And all that means is, well, the caudate nucleus and the putamen together are parts of the dorsal striatum. Just don't worry about the detail too much. Just lump all those terms together. Oh, no, there's my timer. Okay, right. So we also have the subthalamic nucleus, which are a couple of small nuclei. Again, one on the left, one on the right, just ventral to the thalamus. But the substantia nigra is in the midbrain. Now, the substantia nigra looks dark because cells here, neurons, are making a form of melanin, neuromelanin, you know, like the pigment in our skin. That neuromelanin probably has a neuroprotective role. Now, the neurons in the substantia nigra are also making dopamine, a neurotransmitter. And these neurons are part of those basal ganglia circuits. So, for example, dopamine is involved in emotion and reward, right? I chase dopamine quite a bit when I'm rock climbing. Anyway, the neurons of the substantia nigra are part of those basal ganglia circuits, and sometimes they're inhibiting those circuits and sometimes they are stimulating those circuits. In some people, the neurons in the substantia nigra die later in life, and that loss of dopamine input into some of those inhibitory circuits leads to unintentional movements. And this is what we see in Parkinson's disease. We see tremor, we see slowness of movements, we see rigidity. So think of the basal ganglia as these collections of gray matter connections in the base of the cerebrum, largely involved in complex motor circuits. And the substantia nigra is important because it produces dopamine for those circuits. Right. That's as short as I could make it. Stop it now.